Hello, my name is Andreina, and this is Girls Talk About Music, a podcast where women can talk in depth about their love of music and how music has shaped their lives. This is episode 1, Music Fan. I grew up studying and listening to classical music. Later in my teens, my best friend and I, and then my sisters and entire group of friends, discovered rock. Bon Jovi and Guns N' Roses soon became Metallica and Iron Maiden, and then Pink Floyd, Rush, Marillion, Genesis, and all the progressive rock bands of the 70s and 80s. In conservative Venezuela, this became essential to our identity. We were rebels against what we considered to be a pretty repressive society. But looking back, I realized that my friends and my sisters and I weren't being that rebellious. All of our heroes were male. Not being able to see ourselves as the musicians on stage, feeling unsafe and vulnerable at music clubs and concerts, and excluded completely from the conversation among, quote, the rockers, who were usually older and usually male, we became obsessive fans in the safety of our own homes. This was problematic. It still is. But it's nothing new. From Beatlemania to the Justin Bieber Beliebers, female music fans have been perceived as passive receivers of the music created by men, though very powerful and passionate at that. In the introduction of her book, The First Collection of Criticism by a Living Female Critic, music critic Jessica Hopper writes, "The title of this book is for those whose dreams and manuscripts languish due to lack of formal precedence, support, and permission. This title is not meant to erase our history, but rather to help mark the path." End quote. Permission. It is the word that has haunted me all my life. Permission to like, permission to love, permission to talk, permission to have an opinion. Right off the bat, Hopper gets to the heart of the matter when it comes to women and their love of music. This concept of permission might be difficult to understand because the feeling of not being allowed to do or feel something is unspoken. It has always been a subconscious asking for permission, a subconscious undermining of our own voices. But I would like to say to all the girls and women that love music that we don't need to ask for permission to talk about it, and that it is okay to be nerdy, passionate, introspective, and critical of our journeys as music fans. Look everywhere today and you will hear about the lack of representation of women in the music industry. From the lack of radio play female country musicians get, to the tiny number of women inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame so far, to entire major award shows, the Grammys, featuring only one female artist on stage in the three-hour show. These, of course, extend to all the technical industry jobs, such as producers and engineers, and at the other side of the spectrum, the writers, photographers, journalists, and music critics. And where does that leave the fans like me? In our upcoming episodes, we'll explore all these questions by talking to some amazing female fans taking their love of music to the next level. Until then, keep listening and being a fan. Girls Talk About Music is written and produced by me, Andreina Romero. The image design is by Pamela Rollin. The music theme is by The Good Sister. And the drum samples are by Sebastian Lavigna. You can find this podcast on Instagram at Girls Talk About Music.